Now look at John 3. I want to show you the Holy Ghost upon you and in you. Because as you hear from God and walk with God, in any decision you make, particularly about your healing and your health, you need to lean on the Holy Ghost. You need to lean on Him who's come to give you the right information. Verse 6, chapter 3, that which is born of the flesh is flesh, that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Do you see one of those is capital, one isn't? And it says that which is born of the Holy Spirit is the human spirit. In other words, when you came and became a new creature in Christ Jesus, the spirit, your spirit, was recreated by the Holy Spirit. And then the Holy Spirit comes to dwell in you. Look at Romans 8. And He's in there with an assignment. He's just not in there for the ride. He's in there because as you listen to Him, as you're led by Him, as you follow Him, you're going to make the right decisions for your body. You're going to make the right decisions of medical science. You're going to make the right decisions for prescriptions. These medical people that we really respect are human. And you need to guard your spirit and make sure that the steps you're taking are the steps of the Spirit. Amen. Now, Romans 8, it gives us verse 9. You're not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. If so be, the Spirit of God dwells where? In you. Now, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he's none of his. Now, every Christian has the Spirit of Christ in him. That doesn't mean you have to listen. That doesn't mean you have to hear or obey. Means you have the opportunity to walk with God and to recognize His leading in your life, to recognize what you want to do with your physical body, what you want to do financially, to recognize what you need for your children or your grandchildren. Now look at 1 Corinthians 3. Holy Ghost in you. 3:16, verse very familiar. It says, know you not. I love that Paul says no a lot. He assumes there's some things a student of the Word we really should know already. It said, know you not? In other words, don't you know you're the temple of God and that the Spirit of God dwells where? In you. Therefore, if any man of Christ, he's a new creature. John 3, Holy Ghost created you and made you a new creature. And now He's in you. Now look at John 14 and let's see His divine assignment or part of His divine assignment in you. We'll be back and forth to Luke 2. John 14. Verse 15. I just want to mention verse 15. In passing, if you love me, keep my commandments. If God is in you by the Spirit, there's going to be evidence in your life of His presence. You're not going to be hateful, jealous, bitter, uptight, strung out, full of fear and dread. You're going to evidence the love of God. And that's what this means. If you love me, keep my commandments. You remember when they came to John the Baptist and said, what do we do? What should we do? And he said, bring forth fruits of repentance. Where there's repentance, where there's God in you, there's always physical, natural evidence. You should, when you walk into a room, the Holy Ghost in you should make a difference in that room simply because you were there. And Jesus said that when He sent the disciples out. He said, when you go into a house, let your peace, who you are, what you know, the relationship we have, let your peace come upon that household. You should know that I can make a difference. Now, my grandfather died in 81, just after his 80th birthday in January of 81. And he and Granny had bent the house, my tiny little, 70-pound grandmother. And he did this all the time with his neck. And then I realized that he was really in pain. So this is my house. You have authority in your house. I don't have authority in his house. But I have authority in my house. And I said, in the name of Jesus, I didn't say it to him. He wouldn't have understood. I command that pain to cease. And he never twisted his neck another time for the whole evening. And I followed him to the car. And when he sat down behind the wheel, he went, ugh, ugh. Because I have authority. My peace comes upon my house. Who I am makes a difference. Everywhere I go,